cause I play the pinkest blues. Stoned or sober, and it's all because of you. Sometimes she makes me so mad. Busted a soda can in her kitchen. Now I'm sticking to the floor. And that's the reason I am bitching. Call me crazy, cause I play the pinkest blues. Disappointed you. She'd like to toss me out the door, since I'm the one shaking up the coke can. And that's the reason it exploded after a 9-hour lumpy bumpy ride in the band. Sonia
and Disappear Fear, a band that has been making wonderful music together for over 20 years, kick off our special 2010 Year in Review expanded edition of Audiophile. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Pam Marshall.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum.
As you may have already heard, this Year in Review special is very special indeed, as it concludes Audiophile's 14-year run here on This Way Out.
For our farewell Audiophile broadcast, our original co-host, Pam Marshall, and our co-producer and audio engineer, Christopher David Trentum, are joining us in presenting the 8 best Audiophile performers we brought you this year.
Once again this year, the choices were tough, but we know you'll enjoy hearing these artists again.
Sonia and Disappear Fear's latest album, called Blood, Bones, and Baltimore, is a bit of a departure for them, as it's more blues Americana, and we think it works just fine.
I wanna be your pack of Newport, living in your pocket, close to your heart. I wanna be your pack of Newport. That's living smart. You can light me up after breakfast. You can light me up after lunch. You can light me up after we're making love, or when the meal's just a hunch.
You can learn more about Sonia and Disappear Fear and their album Blood, Bones, and Baltimore at www.disappearfear.com.
I was stopped by the Texas State Patrol. Didn't like the sound on my radio. Guess you never heard a heat wave. Do you like my shoes? Do you want a trade? I was told by a man on the clock that it's not good to be so soft. Hidden in a groove of the love I made. Said that I was lost and he was saved. Sometimes feel like a fish out of water. At times forget I'm not from here. The spirit lost from a much larger world. Been waiting for like 5 years ago.
Ryan States has an interesting day job as a keyboard player with a traveling circus, but it's his debut album called Strange Town that got our attention.
He told us he wanted this album to be personal and introspective, and to be a throwback to the 80s, when gay artists were not as out. So this is the music he wished he could have heard then, and for this song, it's a message that it gets better.
Childhood is easy. I don't envy the young.
For more information about Ryan States and his album Strange Town, go to www.ryanstates.com, and there's a hyphen between his first and last names.
It's been 10 years since the first album by this artist, then known as Yolanda and the Plastic Family. Now he goes by Roger Anthony Yolanda Mapes, and the album reflects his growing up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with all of that city's gospel, blues, and southern rock influences. The album is called House of Joy.
The boy in the body of a girl. His parents raised him as a her. He didn't fit into that world. He knew there had to be an answer. He knew there had to be a plan, yeah. And in the middle of the madness, realized he was a man, yeah. And his soul was crying for freedom, freedom. Rock with me, baby. Rock with me, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Freedom. Rock with me, baby.
Find out more about the album House of Joy at www.rogeranthonymapes.com. And Mapes is spelled M-A-P-E-S.
Baby's gonna leave again in another midnight. Another broken game of chance, though I never planned it. It's like you're saying that's the point, to disappoint me. If that's the point, he's made it well, as far as I see. So I wear a mask of endless laughter, you laugh but never cry. Though inside I think I'm breaking faster, as I wonder why. Same old story, boy loves boy, but trifles with a third as well. You know this tale, yeah, love's no glory when you treat it like a prison cell.
The new CD by Toronto artist Kevin Wong is called The Pink in the Gray.
And as you might figure out, the title, The Pink and the Gray, is about the juxtaposition of his gay life into the straight world.
It seems like each day I meet another new person who has nothing of importance to say. He prattles on and on about the painfully obvious while I fantasize about getting laid. It seems like I'm surrounded by 100 people wearing business suits but playing games. And all they seem to do is chatter about things that don't matter, though they don't even know how to face themselves. Oh, do they know themselves?
themselves, who they really are. Do they know themselves? We're all swimming in Egyptian river. If you think too long, you start to shiver. But reality is soon delivered, and the house of lies all falls down. Thinking that we're so damn clever, social rejects telling us.
You can learn more about The Pink and the Gray, the latest album by Kevin Wong, at www.kevinwongmusic.com.
You're listening to the Audiophile 2010 Year in Review, here on This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. We'll be back in a few moments after this important message.
Welcome back to the Audiophile 2010 Year in Review. I'm Pam Marshall.
I'm Christopher David Trentum.
I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Sean Wiggins has been called a bluesy country rocker, and her latest album has the provocative title of Naked Thursdays.
I've been thinking that I better take a break from my own mind. A cold shower, better a hot bath with lots of suds and bubbles. Maybe you could wash my back or comb my hair just right. Might be all in my dreams, but it gets me through.
The full name of the band is Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat, and regarding the title Naked Thursdays, she told us, well, she thinks every day is a good day for nudity.
I'm gonna make myself laugh, roll on the floor, wear like I heard something I never heard before. I'm gonna make myself smile, despite all the pain, but I'm gonna bring happy end of my life again. Sometimes it feels like it's bringing you down. Just can't fight it. You just can't hide it. Want to find a rock to crawl under. It's not your style. Gotta go the whole mile with. Baby, it's time to learn to pretend. Everything's bound to work out in the end. I'm gonna make myself laugh. Roll on the floor with like I heard something I never heard before. I'm gonna make myself smile.
About the album Naked Thursdays by Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat at www.seanwiggins.com. That's www.seanwiggins.com.
Cinnamon was seated by a shady tree, waiting for the breeze to roam by. She had everyone down on their hands and knees, searching for a piece of her tie. Now all the lonely people, they couldn't bear with seeing a frown, and she never noticed, yeah, sure, they could stop, but they'd miss the pain of bending down. Every day is the same as tomorrow, and every tomorrow is yesterday's news. Let's cover always singing the same old song. I guess it's time for something new, something new. In a movie studio, that's where she fell in love with Joe. How it happened, I don't know. He was a boom operator. A boom operator. They're making a sequel with the same plot as the first, only with different actors saying the lines. If there's anything I've learned, he says, is that only the weak survive.
It's been said of this artist, think Ben Folds meets Norah Jones, and they have a love child in Brazil. And we think that fits. His name is Avi Wisniak, and this is his first full-length album called Something New.
The scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly, but also known as a buster. He always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So no, I don't want your number. I don't want to give you mine, and no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. I don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
You can learn more about the album Something New at www.aviwisnia.com. That's www.aviwisnia.com.
Crowded room, weeping undercover, and it's making me sick to have to bury it. I said, darling, please stay and don't care.
Kansas artist Christy Stremmel has been releasing albums since 1996, and with her latest, she has a new band called the 159ers, named after an exit on Interstate 70. The new CD is called Color of Stars.
About the album Color of Stars at www.christystremmel.com. That's www.christystremmel.com.
From the moment that we met, I knew that you'd be mine. We've only talked for hours.
words, but it feels like a lifetime. Now hand is holding hand, and lips they share a kiss. Now I know where heaven is. Never thought it'd feel like this. I can barely catch my breath. My heart is beating fast, but I'm not looking for tonight. I want something that will last before we go too far. For now, let's take it slow. I have a question. There's something that I need to know when it's not so new. You're just not sure, and you think you've had enough. Are you gonna turn and run, or are you gonna stick around? Will you still be here when the hot cools down?
The latest CD by Atlanta artist Mike Rickard is called Sweat. And in addition to the wonderful music, Mike's lyrics touch on angles of relationships seldom addressed, which is very refreshing.
Kiss me in the morning to start the day off right, and I'll tell you that I love you before we say goodnight. But those are just two bookends on either side of sleep. What matters most is what we do with all that's in between. You call me through the day just to say hello, and if I have to work late, I call to let you know. We always eat together, take the dogs for a walk. It gives us time to laugh, it gives us time to talk. It's just a little bit of give and take, the simple that make or break, the glue that holds it all together. Oh, I know there's nothing better than stupid stuff like that. Yeah, 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 stupid stuff like that.
You can learn more about the album Sweat at www.mikerickard.com. That's www.mikerickard.com. RICKARD.com.
And that's it for the final edition of Audiophile. We would like to thank the literally hundreds of GLBT musicians for sharing their music with us for the past 14 years.
And special thanks to Greg Gordon and Lucia Chappelle for providing us the opportunity to present Audiophile here on This Way Out.
And of course, we would very much like to thank you, our listeners, for supporting us over the years.
Even though Audiophile is ending, we won't be disappearing. We'll all be popping up from time to time here on This Way Out, bringing you news wrap, feature stories, and yes, even some music too.
And Audiophile isn't vanishing into the mist either. You can listen to all 14 years of Audiophile by visiting the archives page on our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiofile.org.
Audiophile has been produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, Pam Marshall, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Pam Marshall.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum.
Thank you for listening.
stupid stuff like that.